You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Moody V and the Menstrual Cycle with the track Warming Up from the brand new EP New Madonnas. And we have got Maddie from Moody V on the line. Kia ora, Maddie, how are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day today, so I'm really excited to get outside.
I feel like we've definitely deserved that here in Tamaki Makaurau. It should be nice weather all the time at the moment, but unfortunately the sky doesn't really care about what's going on with COVID. So
no, spring's putting on a show.
It really is. Hey, this is very exciting to be able to chat to you about this new EP, New Madonnas, which has got some old tracks on it and some stuff that you guys had been sitting on for a while. And why have you decided to release it now?
Last year I was planning to release it, and then I just didn't have the time with all my other music projects. And then this year I was yeah, my partner Amelia was just really pressuring me, and then my friend, actually my friend went for a breakup recently, and she was like, I really want new music from you, and then I was like, you know what, I have it.
I so can I do that.
To, yeah.
That's a good way to do it, get your friends to write your breakup soundtracks is, I think, a nice way to get through a tough time.
Yeah, it can be very nerve-wracking to release music, so it takes a while to build up to it, I think, yeah.
So who is Moody V in the Menstrual Cycle? Tell us a little bit about the group.
So Moody V in the Menstrual Cycle is me, and I write the songs and do kind of the Ableton production, and Marika, who is an amazing electronic violinist, she hasn't learned how to play violin, but she just improvs on it, and she's really great at improvising music. So yeah, that's the combo. And she's also has a project called Class War on the dance floor as well.
And how did you guys meet? Because Moody V's been around for quite a while as a group, and you both used to be Wellington based, now you're up in Tamaki Makaurau, but how did the project sort of start?
I first met Marika at music school when she was doing her honours, but actually our friend Chris Ratt, they kind of match made us. They were like, you should be a band, and that's how it got created.
That, I think, is a very good way to have music come together. It's like, you know, when your friend is like, you've got this one sound and this person has another sound, and this is how we will make a super group.
Yeah, they were part of the band for a little while, but they moved to Berlin. But I think they were very happy that we gelled really well together. It was great.
Cool. Yeah. That's really nice. And one thing I've always really enjoyed about Moody V music is that it's funny. It's got like humour in it. And it's also kind of sometimes a bit gross. Like you sing a lot about like what bodies do, which I think you don't really hear in music very often. And there's something kind of cathartic and wonderful about hearing that in a sort of strange electronic track. How do you come up with your lyrics, Maddie? Where do you start your writing process from?
I do love to sing about the body. I definitely get inspired by a line, like I really wanted a song called New Madonnas, so I kind of just created the song around that.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah, it's usually like a line that I want to include, and then the lyrics kind of flow from that.
The album cover is fantastic for this. To kind of describe it for people at home, it's got you and Marika in kind of like little cameo images wearing these big paper crowns and scarves or like capes. And then you're kind of surrounded by these gorgeous drawings of like sunflower seeds and flowers and fruit. And it's just pretty cool. Who made the image for you?
My friend Storm, she's a really amazing illustrator and she lives in Berlin. She's done all of the other artwork except one, which George Rose did. Yeah.
Did you kind of have a vision? Like, I mean, it's quite sort of theatrical, this image. Is that something that you think is like the vibe of Moody V, or is that something that you just thought would work for the cover of this particular collection?
Storm came up with it. I just gave her the photos and I was like, I wouldn't mind us being on the cover. But yeah, I usually send her the EP so she can listen to it. So she captured it really well. I think it really reflects us.
It's a really nice visual kind of way of summing up some of the themes and ideas in this little collection.
Yeah.
Where is Moody V going at the moment? Because obviously you've got Marika and Poneke and you're up here in Tamaki. Is it something that you're finding it's easy or difficult, or you haven't been making music across this time? What's the sort of future for Moody V? Is this a swan song?
Yeah, it has been difficult being apart, and also I'm studying at the moment. But hopefully by the end of this year we can meet up and make some plans. I think we really want to play some festivals at some point. Yeah.
This would be very good festival music. I think I caught you guys probably in 2019 at the Audio Foundation, kind of before things started to get weird. And it was a very, like, cool evening. The sort of Audio Foundation space suited the music very well. You had your kind of amazing outfits on, and Marika's violin was pretty amazing, something to definitely try and see live. How do you put together a live performance of these tracks? Because as you say, a lot of it is kind of like Ableton based or you know, done on a computer.
So yeah, I usually make a backing track with the drums and the synths, and then I try and play a part on the piano, and because we've been living in different places. We usually have like one rehearsal, but Marika's just so good at improvising that I never really worry about it that much.
Yeah, yeah. It's also kind of nice, it keeps it fresh. You never know what you're kind of going to get.
Yeah, she definitely performs it differently every time. Yeah.
And if you had to describe Moody V for someone who's not familiar with the band or the sound, where would you sort of situate it in a musical landscape?
Kind of relaxed, minimalist, electronic. Yeah, I'm not very good at describing music.
Well, perhaps we should let it speak for itself. I think we're going to listen to the title track now, which is currently on the playlist here at BFM, New Madonnas. As you say, it is a very evocative idea. What were you thinking about with this this title?
The song itself is just inspired by the ideas that women always have to be small, and that's kind of where all the lines are about. And then the line New Madonnas, I finally got to use it. So I was like, I just like the idea of what femininity is constantly changing, and Madonna is a very important figure in our history. So I just liked the twist on it.
Totally. Well, I think it works really well. Thank you for chatting to us, Maddie. It's a pleasure, and looking forward to seeing you playing live in the future. Hopefully not too far away, but in the meantime, you've given us plenty of good music to listen to. So let's get stuck into it, I reckon.
Okay, thanks for having me.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.